Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the October 2nd, 2025 episode of FreePod.
And I'm Alan Wenzel. Now, let's see what's going on. FHN announced plans on Tuesday for an affiliation agreement with Mercy Health. FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley said that this affiliation will allow FHN to benefit from greater economies of scale, as well as create opportunities for more efficient use of resources. Cost savings will be used at FHN to enhance patient care, expand services, and upgrade facilities and technology. Gridley went on to describe the agreement as a proactive step to ensure that FHN will be able to continue to expand and grow. He noted that Mercy Health shares FHN's history of providing care in rural communities, and that the agreement will provide FHN patients with greater access to Mercy Health's advanced clinical expertise and specialty care centers. Both organizations recognize that FHN has a strong tradition and identity in the communities it serves, which will be recognized with the new name Mercy Health FHN for the affiliation. Now, as part of the agreement, Mercy Health has committed to investing $100 million in FHN over the next 5 years. These funds will support major capital projects, including a new linear accelerator for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital, and a robotic surgical system. FHN has served the communities of Northwest Illinois for more than 120 years. The transaction will go through customary regulatory and closing conditions, which are anticipated to be completed by December 31st of this year.
The city is beginning its annual leaf collection program and reminds you that leaves are collected in repeating cycles from west to east in the city until the first snowfall. Specific requests for leaf pile pickups are not accepted. If you miss a given cycle of collection, your leaves will be collected the next time around. Leaves must be placed in a continuous row at the curb line, and only leaves are accepted. No grass clippings, yard waste, sticks, or trash that can clog the equipment. Storm sewer grates should not be covered with leaves. Also, even if you're not raking the leaves yourself, please do not park on or immediately next to any leaf piles so that they can be easily picked up. A collection map is available on the city website at cityoffreeport.org. And also remember that residents can take woody waste to the Timber Industries location on Walnut across from the fairgrounds Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. This service is free to Freeport residents.
Highland Community College President Chris Kaberski has announced that she will retire from her position at the end of this fiscal year in June of 2026. Kaberski has served as president of Highland since July of 2020 and is the ninth president of the college. Kaberski started at Highland in 2015 as the executive vice president, and as president faced the challenges brought on by COVID-19 and helped the college transition to online learning and then back again to in-person online hybrid model. During her tenure, Kaberski secured various grants that helped expand programs and upgrade facilities across Highland's campus. She led the Reimagine efforts on campus, which resulted in new campus signage, a new welding and CNC machining lab, a nursing simulation hospital, and a mobile medical unit. Renovations were also made to the Fine Arts Building, the Agricultural Research Farm was expanded, upgrades were made to student spaces, and several new software platforms were added. Recently, President Kaberski announced that the fall 2025 enrollment is up 9.1% by headcount and 1.3% by credit hours. In addition to her duties as college president, Kaberski serves on the boards of the Greater Freeport Partnership, the Northwest Illinois Economic Development, and Region 1 Planning Council. In 2021, Kaberski was honored to receive the YWCA Woman of Achievement Business Award. Thank you for your leadership, Ms. Kaberski.
Even though our temperatures are still warm, fall is here, and the Oakdale Nature Preserve on Cranes Grove Road south of Freeport is celebrating its annual fall festival with a variety of activities. From noon to 4 this Saturday, October 4th, families are invited to explore Oakdale. There will be wagon rides, yard games, a hay maze, and live music featuring Nate Krause, music with country, folk, pop, and rock favorites that the whole family will enjoy. Hiking trails will be open, and hungry hikers can find plenty of food and snacks after their walks. Admission is free. The Autumn Leaf Run is another popular part of the Oakdale Fall Festival, and you can still register for the 5K event on Saturday the 4th between 7 and 8:30 a.m. The run begins at 9. It's open to all ages and all skills and levels of runners, walkers, and just nature enthusiasts. The route winds through diverse terrain, including a wide tree-lined trail, moderate hills, prairie areas, bridge crossings, and several single-track trail sections. All proceeds go to the Freeport Parks Foundation to help fund upcoming projects at Oakdale.
Last week, 100 Women Who Care of Stevenson County reached a significant milestone when they gave $12,200 to the Northern Illinois Food Bank. That contribution surpassed $500,000 in total donations the group has given to local nonprofits in recent years. The group of 120 women meet quarterly, and each member contributes $100 per meeting to a Stevenson County nonprofit. Over the years, 100 Women Who Care has donated to 32 different organizations and a wide variety of programs and services those organizations support. We appreciate all you do, 100 Women Who Care of Stevenson County.
Understanding your property taxes can feel overwhelming, but the Senior Resource Center in Freeport can help. Next Wednesday, October 9th at noon, the center will host a presentation by Stephanie Helms, Stevenson County Treasurer and Collector, and Angela Dieterman, the County Chief Assessment Officer. Helms will cover topics including the property tax cycle, billing, and payment options, and Dieterman will review those all-important exemptions and deadlines. The session is part of the Senior Resource Center's Lunch and Learn series and is free and open to adults age 60 and older. A complimentary lunch will be provided by the treasurer and assessor for session attendees, so advance reservations are required to ensure that enough food is available. For more information or to reserve your spot, call the Senior Resource Center at 815-235-9777.
On Sunday, October 5th at 1 p.m., FHN will host a special Walk to Remember outside FHN Memorial Hospital near Harlem Avenue. This event supports parents who have experienced the loss of a child by letting them know that they're not alone in facing the grief and sadness that follows such a loss. Parents and families can show support to other parents as FHN staff honors the child's memory by reading the names of the children who have died.
The Salvation Army is urgently requesting winter coat donations to help meet community needs. They are currently 300 coats short before the first giveaway scheduled in October. And in addition to winter coats, hats, gloves, mittens, and scarves are also needed. Donations can be dropped off at the Salvation Army, 106 West Exchange Street in Freeport. The Salvation Army is also seeking volunteer bell ringers for the upcoming holiday season. Volunteers play a crucial role in the holiday fundraising efforts, and you can register online at registertoring.com.
Next Tuesday, October 7th at 1:30 p.m., join University of Illinois Extension's Natural Resource, Environment, and Energy Educator Jay Solomon for a program on invasive species, Fall Edition. The program will be held at the Jodavis County Extension Office at 204 North Vine Street in Elizabeth. The workshop is intended to help homeowners with traditional yards as well as those with small acreages. Now, according to Solomon, invasive plants by definition are non-native, introduced by humans, and can or do cause environmental or economic harm. Now, fall is the best time to address invasive plant species and manage woody plants and other perennials. Solomon notes that most woody and many perennial plants tend to put nutrient reserves back into the roots to help jumpstart them for next year's growth. Now, disrupting this process by removing plants or selectively using herbicides can dramatically reduce the population next year. Woody invasive plants also tend to be the last to go dormant in the winter, which makes them easy to locate in your yard. At the workshop, Solomon will discuss using mechanical, chemical, and other methods of removal, and will present a hands-on demonstration of some helpful tools. Plant types that will be addressed during the workshop include autumn olive, buckthorn, bush honeysuckle, and multiflora rose. There's no fee to attend the program, but pre-registration is strongly encouraged by October 6th. To register for more information, call the Extension office at 815-858-2273. Or you may visit the website, whose address is found in the print version of this podcast.
Young families in Joe Davies, Stevenson, and Winnebago counties are invited to join the We Nats, a program hosted by the University of Illinois Extension. We Nats is a free monthly environmental education program for children designed to encourage nature lovers ages 4 through 7. Sessions are held each month, October through May, in each of the three counties. Each month, We Nats will explore a new nature topic with hands-on activities, storytelling, and outdoor discovery. A parent or guardian must attend with each child to help it make a fun and shared learning experience. Families are encouraged to dress for the weather, as time will be spent out of doors. There's no charge to attend, but pre-registration is suggested and can be completed online or by calling your county extension office. The number for Stevenson County is 815-235-4125, and the numbers for Joe Davies and Winnebago counties are included in the print version of this episode or can be found online by searching University of Illinois Extension county offices.
FHN is hosting a number of flu shot clinics again this year, beginning with a drive-through event next Wednesday, October 8th, from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at the FHN Family Health Care Center, Burchard Hills in Freeport. This year's immunizations are $50 for adults under age 65 and $100 for a high-dose vaccine for adults 65 and over. Now, there's no out-of-pocket expense for those covered by Medicare Part B or a Medicare HMO accepted by FHN. No other insurance coverage can be accepted, and per government regulations, no Medicaid cards can be accepted for the immunizations. Shots may be paid for by cash or check payable to FHN, and you can use your receipt for reimbursement from your healthcare carrier. Credit cards may be used for the drive-thru event at Burchard Hills. Now remember, you should not receive a flu shot if you are allergic to eggs or the flu vaccine, are ill or have a fever, or have a depressed immune system. Everyone must present a photo ID to receive an immunization, and you should wear a shirt or top that makes your upper arms easily accessible. The clinics are for adults only. Children should be immunized at their regular healthcare provider's office. And FHN offers pediatric flu shots at their office locations. For a full list of flu shot events throughout the region, visit www.fhn.org and search on flu shots. And if you need assistance finding a provider location, call 815-599-7060.
Local resident Rita Cook has been inducted into the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame, recognizing her 25 years of service to the poultry program and local youth. The 4-H Hall of Fame honors volunteers who demonstrate outstanding service to 4-H and notable career and community achievement. Cook has served as the 4-H Poultry Project Superintendent in Stevenson County for 25 years. She has also been a Poultry Project leader, assistant club leader for the Country Cousins 4-H Club, and a poultry judge for neighboring counties for 15 years. She serves on the Stevenson County 4-H and Extension Foundation Committee and is a teacher in the Dakota Unit School District. Congratulations, Rita, and thank you.
As we look to the week ahead, don't forget that today is the last day to place your order for top-quality bird seed from Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance, formerly known as the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society. Order online at the Alliance website at NWILBirdNatureAlliance.org and click on Annual Bird Seed Sale. Proceeds from your purchase support the programs and projects of the Alliance, like monthly natural history programs, educational events for kids and families, and a wide variety of other conservation and preserve efforts that are open to the public. Now, if you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand is open this weekend and will be run by supporters of the Freeport Alano Club. They'll be there both on Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. And don't forget the Farmer's Market tomorrow morning, both in downtown Freeport and near higher grounds on the south edge of the city, as well as in Lena. And this Saturday, October 4th, is also the first Saturday of the month. So remember that the Refresh Freeport program, which is a joint effort between the City of Freeport and Gill's Freeport Disposal, provides a monthly free bulk trash disposal for Freeport residents on the first Saturday of each month. Bring your loads to the Freeport Transfer Station at 2133 South Walnut Road from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday. Now, to participate, bring a valid ID for proof of residency and cover your load with a tarp to prevent litter. The program does not accept yard waste, tires, hazardous waste like paint or oil, electronics, or appliances. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, be sure to visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events. That'll give you a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. And we have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview when FreePod and Timbuktu host Becky Connors visits with Jim Dole, director of the Doug Feuerbach Observatory and executive director of the Planetary Studies Foundation. Connors and Dole will talk about the observatory on West Stevenson and how they'll be celebrating International Observe the Moon Day this Saturday, October 4th. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. October is also National Bat Month. And next Tuesday, host Tim Connors goes a little batty with Adam Modero. They discuss the bat population in general, as well as what to do if one decides to visit inside your house. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, October 7th, and be available to listen to then or anytime after that on our website or your favorite platform. As we've mentioned, we need your help. When you're listening on your favorite platform, please like or follow us. This helps us to move up in the rankings and better promote ourselves throughout the region. Similarly, on Facebook, please click on Like to help us increase our presence. And remember that FreePod is now on YouTube. The program is currently audio only, but having it on the YouTube platform helps everyone find another way to listen. You can find both English and Spanish versions. Just head to youtube.com and search for FreePod. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community editors, liaisons, and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can find us on our Facebook page or the website of our NPR partner, WNIJ, in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. And with that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that for more about what's happening in and around Freeport. Thanks for listening.